Today's Amud is Ma'id Katan Hayam and Aleph. We're holding by the last two words on Dalad Amud Beis. So we started talking about the Hefter of Tzarchei Rabbim. We mentioned that there are five Heterim to perform Malach on Chol HaMoed. Davra Aved is one of them. We spoke a lot about Davra Aved. Now the next Heter that we're going to speak about is Tzarchei Rabbim, is a Heter to do Malach for the Rabbim. Now this next Sugya, there's different Mahalchim and the Rishayim exactly how to be Mefarish the Gemara. What's the case of the Gemara? The Mahalach that we'll go with is the Mahalach of the Ravid. The Rush over here in Perek Aleph, Simen Vav, he brings a Mahalach from the Ravid. That's the Mahalach that's brought Lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tavkuf Mem Dalad. And so that's the Mahalach that we'll use to explain this Gemara. So the Mishnah had said, "Umesaknen esko kulei hamayim sheberishus harabim," that you're allowed to fix a water reservoir, a cistern in the rishus harabim. You're allowed to fix that on Chol HaMoed. You want water to drink, so you're allowed to fix it. And it also said v'choyte tenoisan. You're allowed to clean it up. If it got dirty, so and it got stuffed up, so you're allowed to unstuff it. You're allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed. So now the Gemara is medayik that chatita in chafira loy, that all you're allowed to do is clean out the debris. You're allowed to clear out the debris chatita, but you're not allowed to do chafira. You're not allowed to dig. You're not allowed to dig a new water cistern on Chol HaMoed. That would already be like a maisa uman. So that you're not allowed to do on Chol HaMoed. You could do a chatita, a simple act like chatita, clearing out the debris. But to do a professional whole digging and making a new cistern, that's already a problem. Now, Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Yochanan, Laishanu Ela She'ein Rabim Srichim Lahem. Ava Rabim Srichim Lahem Afilu Chafira Mutter. Says Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yaakov, even the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that it's meduyik from our Mishnah, that you're not allowed to do chafira, that's only if the rabbim don't need the water. But if the rabbim need the water, so then it's mutter. So again, the way the Ravid explains is like this, is that we're talking about a case that technically there is water elsewhere available. So someone could go get water from elsewhere. And it would be annoying. It wouldn't be so geschmack to have to go somewhere else to go get your water. But there is somewhere else. There is another option. So now this water reservoir, got stuffed up. So you want to do chatito. Or maybe you don't have one. You want to dig a new cistern. So are you allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed? You technically have other water to go get. So, says Rabbi Yaakov, if the Rabbim don't need it, if the Rabbim don't need this cistern, they have other water already. They don't need this cistern at all. It is a Tzarchei Rabbim. It's something that the Rabbim would use, but it's not something they need. After Chol HaMoed, they're going to need it more. Maybe people are away, they're out of town now, they don't need as much water. After Yom Tov, they're going to need the water, they're going to need this cistern, but right now, there's no Tzarech. Ein Rabbim Tzrichim Lahem means that they don't need it now on Chol HaMoed. They don't need this cistern. So then, in such a case, you're allowed to do a maisa hedyot. You could do chatita, but you're not allowed to do chafira. This is its medik from the Mishnah, that you're only allowed to do chatita. You're not allowed to do chafira, you're not allowed to do a maisa uman, that's specifically in a case that the rabbim don't need this water right now in Chol HaMoed. So, in a way, there's like two things that you see from this line. First of all, that means you see that even though the rabbim don't need it, chatita is mutter. Chatita is mutter, even though it's not a tzarech hamayit. It's a new heter. It's tzarechi rabbim. It's not a tzarech hamayit. They don't need the water now. They have other water. They don't need this water. Afal pikein tzarechi rabbim, it's mutter to take care of it on Chol HaMoed. Many of the Rishonim explain, because if you don't take care of it now, emlei achshav emasai, so things are never going to get done. There's no one single entity that's responsible to take care of the rabbim. So things don't get done. Now everyone's off of work. Now's the time to get things done. So therefore, if it's something that's a tzarech the rabbim, even though they don't have a tzarech in it right now on Chol HaMoed, it's mutter to do a maisa hedyot, it's mutter to do chatita. However, if it would be rabbim srichim lahem, if they would need this water already now on Chol HaMoed, so then if you have a tzarech rabbim, and the tzarech is also a tzarech hamayed, so then you could even do a maisa uman. Then you could even do chafira. That's Rabbi Yochanan's statement. That this at the Mishnah's mavur, chatita in chafira loy, that's only if the rabbim don't need the water. They don't need it now on Chol HaMoed. But if they need it now on Chol HaMoed, so then a tzarech rabbim, that's also a tzarech hamayed, that you're even allowed to do a maisa uman. that you're even allowed to do a ma'isa uma. Now, agav, if it would be a tzarech for a yachid in this case, it would not be mutter. Even though typically the klal is that tzarech eichel nefesh, you're allowed to do a ma'isa uma. So why, if this belonged to a yachid, would there be no heter to do chafira? L'chayre, tzarech eichel nefesh. It's for eichel nefesh. And so you're allowed to do a ma'isa uma for tzarech eichel nefesh. So why wouldn't it be mutter if it was a yachid? Why is this heter only for a rabbim? The answer is like we said from the Ravid, is that there is other water available. So since there technically is other water available, we're not going to give this heter to a yachid. We'll tell him, go elsewhere for your water. But, in a chanami, if there would be no water available elsewhere, it would even be mutter for a yachid to be chayfer, to even dig, because for tzarech eichel nefesh, you're even allowed to do a ma'is uman. In this case, there happens to be other water available. Afalpikin, for a rabbim, if it's a tzarech hamayid, we'll allow them to do a ma'isa uman, and if it's not a tzarech hamayid, so then we'll allow them to do chatita, to do a ma'isa hedyet, but not a ma'isa uman, then they won't be allowed to do chafira. Now ask the Gemara, v'chi rabbim tzrichim lahem mishari, just because the rabbim have a chalamayid need for this water, are we going to be matter them to do a ma'isa uman? We're going to be matter them to do chafira? V'hatani, but we learned in the braisa, and we'll call this braisa, for the hemshach of the sugya, we'll call it braisa number one. V'hatani, but we learned in the braisa number one. We're going to have a total of three braisas. This is braisa number one. It says braisa number one. It says, chaytetin bayrus shichen uma'are shal yachid. You're allowed to dig these different types of water reservoirs, different shapes, different types, different styles. These different places for water, you're allowed to clear them out, clear out the debris from them if they belong to a yachid. Ve'ein tzarech leimer shel rabim. And needless to say, if it belongs to a rabim, so then you're allowed to be chaytetet. Ve'ein chayfrim bay reishichinu ma'areis shel rabim. Whereas you're not allowed to dig a new bar shichinu ma'areis of a rabim. Ve'ein tzarech leimer shel yachid. And needless to say, you can't dig one of these things if it belongs to a yachid. So my lab v'sharabim tzrichim lahem. L'chayra, the Braise was talking even in a case where the rabbim have a need for the water, and afalpikin, the braisa in braisa number one says that you're not allowed to be chayfer, you're not allowed to dig, you're not allowed to do a ma'isa uman. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, Loi, no, braisa number one is not talking about when it's tzrichim lahem, it's b'shein rabbim tzrichim lahem. The reason why it says they're not allowed to be chayfer is because we're talking about a situation where they do not have a cholamayid need for this water, and that's why it's aser. Well, ask the Gemara, if they don't have a need, so then the whole braisa has to be talking about where there's no need. The chavavasa gave yachid, she'ein yachid tzarech lahem. So that means that the reisha of the braisa, the reisha of braisa number one, which said that you're allowed to be chaytetin, we should also assume is talking about a case where there's no tzarech. Well, wait a second. If there's no tzarech, a yachid, chatita mishari, would we allow chatita for a yachid? For a rabbim, even if there's no tzarech, we'll allow chatita, because this is the time to get things done for the rabbim. Fine. But for a yachid, the braisa said even for a yachid, you're allowed to do chatita. And if the braisa is discussing a case where it's einay tzarech lahem, where you don't have a need for this water, so then how are you allowed to do chatita? How are you allowed to clear out the debris for a yachid? So says the Gemara, and says the Gemara more than that, Vahatani, we learned in the Braisa, this is Braisa number two. Says Braisa number two, it says that Bayrei Sheikhinu Ma'arei Shal Yachid, if you have one of these water reservoirs of a Yachid, so you're Kainsin Mayim L'Saychan. So on Chalamayid, you're allowed to fill it up with water. Avaloi Chaytetin, Valoi Shafin Esed Kayem, but you're not allowed to clear out the debris, you're not allowed to smoothen out the sides. Now obviously this is talking about where there's no Tzarech. If there's a Tzarech, so then of course this would all be mutter. So we're talking about where there's no tzairich. Since there's no tzairich, you're not allowed to be chaytetin. And continues the braisa, v'shel rabbim, if it belongs to a rabbim, so then even though there's no tzairich, chaytetin aysan, you are allowed to be chaytetin, v'shafen esed kayen, you're allowed to smooth out the sides. But the point is that you see that when there's no tzairich, so then chatita for a yachid is aser. So how could you tell me that braisa number one is talking about where there's no tzairich? And that's why And that's why the rabbin wasn't allowed to be chayfer, because we're talking about where there's no chalamayid tzarech. If there's no tzarech, so then how could the reisha of the brisa say that the yachid is allowed to do chatita? We see lahedi in brisa number 2 that when there's no tzarech, so then the yachid is not allowed to do chatita. Ve'elamai. So what are you going to have to say? B'shiyachid tzarech lahem. So you're telling me that brisa number 1 is talking about where there is a tzarech, where the yachid does need the water, and that's why chatita. So then you'll have to tell me that the sefer of the Braisa, which says that a rabbim is not allowed to be chayfer, is talking even in a case where the rabbim need the water. Well, then ask the Gemara, besides the fact that this would then be a kash on Rabbi Yochanan, meaning Rabbi Yochanan said that when the rabbim have a tzairich, it's mutter to do chafira. Besides for that, says the Gemara, chafira mi aser. Is it really true? Could Braisa number 1 really tell me that when the rabbim have a tzairich, that it's aser to do chafira? Vahatania, but we learned in the Braisa, Braisa number 3, says that by reis, shichen umare shel yachid, if you have one of these water reservoirs of a yachid, so you're kainsin mayim l'seichan, you're allowed to put filled up with water on cholamayin, v'chayta tenaisan, and that means we're talking about where there's a tzairich, obviously, you're allowed to be chayta tenaisan, if there's any sort of need, so if there's debris that filled it up, you're allowed to clear it out, avoloi shafin esed kayen, but you're still not allowed to smoothen out the sides, that would be like a ma'isa uman, v'loi chayfrin l'saychan, switch the gears, that's a chayfrin, and you're not allowed to be chayfer, v'loi sadin aysan besid, you can't line it with limestone, v'shal rabim, and if it belongs to a rabim, so then chayfrin aysan, v'sadin aysan besid, you're allowed to do all these things, you're not allowed to dig a new bar by reishichinu ma'areis, you're allowed to even be chayfer. So you see lahedya, that when there's a tzairich, so then rabim are allowed to be chayfer, like Rabbi Yochanan said, but now basically, this first Braisa number 1, we really have no clue how to reconcile, how to understand the Braisa, because the Reisha of the Braisa mentions the fact they are allowed to be chaytetin for a yachid. So that would lend us to assume that we're talking about where there's a tzarech, because if there's no tzarech, so then the yachid's not allowed to be chaytetin. But then the Sefer of the Braisa says that the rabbim is not allowed to be chayfrin. So that would lend us to believe that we're talking about where there's no tzairich. Because if there's a tzairich, so then of course the rabbim are allowed to be chayfren. So we have a stira from the Reisha to the Seifa of Braisa number 1. So says the Gemara, Taretz Hachi. Answer and explain the first Braisa as follows. That the Braisa is talking about two different cases. The way you have to read the Braisa is like this. The Braisa says in the Reisha, Chaytetin by Reisha Yachid. You're allowed to be Chaytetin. Bishi Yachid Tzarech Lahem. And Avada, that's talking about where there's a Tzarech. Ve'ein Tzarech Lahem or Bishal Rabim, Kishar Rabim Tzrichim Lahem. And needless to say that you're allowed to be Chaytetin for a rabbim, when the rabbim have a tzarech, da'afilu chafira mutter. Because in that case, even chafira would be mutter. And then, what's the sefer of the braisa saying? The sefer which says you're not allowed to be chayfer, the way you read that is, the way you're supposed to read the braisa is like this. Ve'ein chayfim by reishichnum arei shal rabbim, b'she'ein rabbim srichim lahem. And then, when there's no need, so then you're not allowed to be chayfer the by reishichnum arei of a rabbim, because there's no need anyways. You're not allowed to do a ma'isa uman. And needless to say that you wouldn't be allowed to be chayfer for a yachid when there's no need. Because when there's no need, so then for a yachid, even chatita is aser. So that's how you're supposed to read Braisa number 1, and in this way we answered up, we explained all the three Braises, and there's no kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush remains true in the end, that the Mishnah is meduyak, chatita en chafira loi, that's only when there's no rabbim tzrichim lahem. But if there's a tzarech harabim, so then even chafira, even a maisa uman, if there's a tzarech hamayed, so then even chafira for a tzarech harabim is going to be mutter. Now says the Gemara, that Amar Rav Ashi, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Masnisa Nami Daika, that our Mishnah is meduyuk like this, that when there's a tzarech harabim and a tzarech hamayid, so then even chafira is mutter. Where's our Mishnah meduyuk like that? Dekatani, because the end of the Mishnah says, it lists all the different cases of tzarech harabim, and then it says, Ve'aisen kol tzarech harabim. Now you're allowed to do all different tzarech harabim. So kol le'suyemai, What's this coming to include? When it says you could do all sorts of tzarchi arabim besides the one mentioned in our Mishnah, so then what's that coming to include? Lava suye chafiro. Mechayra, it's coming to include even a ma'isa uman, that when there's a rabim tzrichin lahem, and there's a tzarech ha-mayid, so then you could even do chafira. You're even allowed to dig new bayrei shichinu ma'aris. Says the Gemara, no, what's the raya? Just because kol is coming to include something, that doesn't mean it's coming to include chafira. Lai, no, I'll tell you, la'suye haditanyo, that kol is coming to include the following cases that we learned in the Braisa. That yaitz and lekavis, it's a drachim, that on chol ha-mayid, the bezdin is allowed to send out messengers to go remove the thorns from the roads, ulasakin has arachivois, and to fix the roads if they got damaged, vese stratois, and to fix the main roads, vilamoides mikvais, and to measure the mikvais, vichal mikvash aimbay arbaim sa, and if they find a mikvah that it doesn't have 40 sa of water, so margilin lesaychay arbaim sa, so they're allowed to fill it up, they could direct some more water into the mikvah, uminain shem lo yatsu vasu kolela, and how do we know that if they did not go out, and they did not fix the roads, they didn't remove the thorns, they didn't do all these things, all these safety measures, shekol damim shenishpichu sham, that any blood that gets spilled because of that the roads were dangerous and they didn't fix it, how do we know that any blood that gets spilled because of their mistake, that mala aleim akasef kilu heim shavchem, that the Torah considers it as if they're the ones who spilled the blood, tam aleimar, the pasuk says v'haya alecha damim, it's going to be blood on you. So the point is, though, is that maybe the word kol, when the Mishnah said that you're allowed to do kol tzarchei harabim, maybe it's coming to include these cases, nothing to do with chafira. Says the Gemara, that doesn't make any sense, because kol is obviously coming to include something that's not listed in the Mishnah. And ha, behed yikatanila. The cases listed in this braisa are mentioned already in the Mishnah, or at least some of them. It says, umesaktenes adrachim, veserachayvais, esmikvais. The Mishnah it said you could fix the roads, you could fix the public squares, the mikvais, v'ais and kol tzarchei rabim lasuye mai. So then why does the Mishnah then say this word that you could do kol tzarchei rabim? What's that coming to include? Lav lasri chafira shma mina. Says Rav Ashi, it must be it's coming to include chafira. And so you see, it's also really meduyik in the Mishnah that there is a time that chafira is mutter for a rabbim. So even though earlier in the Mishnah it was meduyik that it's only chatita and chafira lai, the hemshach of the Mishnah you see that there's this remez that there's sometimes that chafira is also mutter. And when is that? That's what Rabbi Yochanan was explaining, that there's, it's taloi and if there's a tzarech hamayid or not, if it's rabbim tzrichim lahem. If it's rabbim tzrichim lahem, if there's a tzarech hamayid, so then you could even do a ma'isa uma on tzarech rabbim. And if there's no tzarech hamayid, so then it's still mutter to do malacha for a tzarech rabbim. Tzarech rabbim is a heter to do malacha on chol hamayid, but then it's only mutter to do a ma'isa hedyot like chatita. You would not be allowed to do chafira. Says the Gemara Vayter now. We had mentioned in the Mishnah that mitzayinin es hakfaris, that they would be mitzayin, they would mark off where the kfaris were on chol hamayid. And this was in order to keep kehanim away, so kehanim would know where there was a kever, and they would know not to go over there, and they wouldn't become tamimes. So Amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi, says Rav Shimon ben Pazi, that remez letzion kfaris min ha-Torah minayin. Where do we see from Tanakh, where do we see from the Torah, a remez to the concept of being mitzayin a kever? So says the Gemara, a few different possibilities. Possibility number one, says the Gemara, Tam Leimar. The pasuk says in Yechezkel, it says, V'ra etzem Adam, ubana etzlei tzion. It says, it's talking about by after, or during, or after the war of Gog u'Magog, there's going to be many people who had died. And so the pasuk says, you'll see the etzem of a person, you'll see the bones of a person, ubana etzlei tzion. So you should build next to it a tzion, so that kohanim should know not to become tameh. So Amar le Ravina lo Ravashi. Ravina said to Ravashi, Habik made the lace of Yechezkel, man Amar. How could this be a makar for tzion Kfaris before Yechezkel came along? Who's the one who said it? Meaning Yechezkel obviously didn't make it up, so he can't just make up his own din. So where did this come from? What about what happened before Yechezkel? So says the Gemara back, Ultameich, according to your reasoning, that anytime you have a pasuk in Yechezkel that's going to tell us a chiddush, so you're going to be bothered, oh, what happened before Yechezkel? So then I'll ask you from the following, Hadam Rav Chista, that which Rav Chista said, that davar zeh, the following thing, mitayres maisha rabbeinu leilamanu, we don't have a pasuk mefurish in the Torah that teaches us it, but midivr Yechezkel ben buzi lamanu, from the words of Yechezkel ben buzi, from the Navi Yechezkel, we have a makar, The pasuk says in Yechezkel that kol ben echer aro lev aro basar. Anybody who's a ben echer, he's an aro lev, he's a kaifer, or he's an aro basar. He doesn't have a bris milah. His brothers died and from getting bris milah, and therefore now we're ready. There's a chazaka. We don't want to give him a bris milah. So lo yavo yal mikdashi. He's not allowed to serve and do the avoid in the base of mikdash. Ask the gemara. Big made lezi Yechezkel man amar. Ask the same question over here. Before Yechezkel came along, how did we know this halacha? Ella, what are you going to have to say? That Gemara Gemirila v'asu Yechezkel v'asu v'chakra, that this is a halacha that we know with b'misaira. We have it as halacha l'maish m'sinai that the halacha is true. Yechezkel was just pinning it onto a pasuk. He was just telling it to us in the pasuk. But really, we know it's true as b'misaira. So hachanami here too also, when it comes to tzien kvarais, Gemara Gemirila, we have it as a misaira that this is what you have to do v'asu Yechezkel v'asu v'chakra. And Yechezkel just went and he put it onto a pasuk. And Rabbi Avayu Amar, Rabbi Avayu says a different makar for tzion kvaris. He says mehachach from the following pasuk by a mitzayra. It says v'tamei tamei yikra. So he darshens from here this double lashon of tamei tamei that tuma kaira like that the tuma itself is calling out va'imeris le'parish, and he's saying I'm tamei, get away, stay away. So that's the remes that tzion kvaris, that kilu the mace is calling out to stay away. You have to make it tzion, you have to make a marking so that the kehanim know to stay away. V'chein amar Rav Uzia bar Brei der Rav Uzia brabo that tuma kaira loy vaymeres loy parei. She also darshan from this pasuk of a tami tami yikra that tuma kaira loy vaymeres loy parei. Ask the Gemara, v'hal lahachi huda asa? Is this pasuk of v'tami tami yikra coming to teach us this about tzion kvaris? Ahumi bayile lechadetanya? We already use it for a different drasha, for that which we learned in the Braisa, that v'tami tami yikra, we learn from this pasuk of v'tami tami yikra, that tzarech lahidiyah tzarei l'rabim, that the mitzayra, and who than anybody, if a person's not well, so he's supposed to let the tzibur know about his tzar, he's supposed to inform people what he's going through, even though it might be embarrassing, he did an aveira, which is causing him to be in this matziv, even still, he's supposed to let people know, the rabbim of action, olav rachamim, so this way other people can daven for him. So that's what we learn from the Tami Tami Yikra. Says the Gemara, im kain, if so, that Tami Tami Yikra was just coming to teach us this drasha, say, lichtoiv v'tamei yikra, that the Tame should call out. And that would teach us, this halacha tzarech leidia tzarei l'rabim. My v'tamei tamei, what's this double expression of v'tamei tamei yikra? Shmas mina tarti, it must be to also teach me this second drasha, that the tuma is calling out and saying, I'm tamei, stay away. Abayi Amar, Abayi says a third makar for tzion kfarais is mehacha from the following pasuk. The pasuk says lefnei iver lesitei mechshal. It says simply, it says you're not supposed to put something in a place that people, that a blind person might stumble on. So too, you can't bury a person and then not make a marking. Rav Papa Amar va'amar saylu saylu panu darach. They're supposed to make side roads, make ways around. So that's what it means. Make the markings by the kever so that people know to go around. The kehanim know to go around. Rabbi Chanina Amar, harimu michshol miderech ami, remove the michshol from the derech of my nation. Again, the michshol of the kever, if the kehanim don't know that there's a kever there. Rabbi Yeshua Breid Rav Idi Amar, vaydata lahem es haderech yelchuba. The Pashup that's talking about the Torah, but we're darshening now that it's talking about the kever, the mace, that you should make known, the v'yadatam lemesederech, let people know which way to go. Marzutra says, from the Pasuk of, v'hizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam, that you should warn b'nei Yisrael from their tuma. Ravashi says, an eighth possible remes for tzion kvaris is ushmartim es mishmarti, that you should guard my guardings, asu mishmeres l'mishmarti, that you should make safeguards, you should make the tzion around it so that people know, the kehanim know to stay away. And finally, the Gemara says, a ninth and final drasha, Ravina Amar, that the pasuk says, v'sam derech, arenu b'yesha aleikim, that one who places a marking on the road, he'll get to see in the Yeshuas of Hashem, referring to making the tzion by the kever. Now that we mentioned this pasuk, the Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that kol hasham or chaysav." Here we're darshening out with a shin. Anybody who is sham or chaysav, he's shuma milashin shuma. He evaluates his ways. He makes cheshbon and nefesh to try to figure out which way in life to go, what to do. So he's zayche v'raya b'Yeshua say shalom kadosh baruch hu. So he's zayche to see the Yeshua. A person who makes a cheshbon and nefesh, he calculates his ways. So he's zayche to see the Yeshua. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, says v'sam derech al tikri v'sam elu v'sham derech. That if a person is sham derech, if he evaluates his ways, so arenu b'Yeshua selikim, so he'll get to see the Yeshua. Rav Yana Havle Ahu Talmida says the Gemara story that Rav Yana had a certain Talmid. D'chol yoyima have a makshile. Every single day in Shir, this Talmud would ask Rav Yana questions, and sometimes he would stump him, it seems. Sometimes he would really chop him. B'Shabta deRegila, on the Shabbos of the Regel, when a lot of people were there. And so if this Talmud would ask Rav Yana a question and Rav Yana wouldn't know the answer, it would be very embarrassing. So on this Shabbat deRigla, on the Shabbos of the Regel, when everyone was there, lo yhavam akshele. The Talmud was very wise and he knew that on this Shabbos he's not going to ask any questions. He didn't want to embarrass Rav Yana. So Kari Aleis, Rav Yana said about this Talmud, he read about him the following pasuk, that v'sham derech, the pasuk says, but he was saying it with the drasha of Visham Derech, Arenu Biyesh Alikim, that he makes this cheshbon, he knows how to calculate what to do, that, and on this Shabbos not to ask questions, normally yes, this Shabbos not, and he's gonna be the type of person that he's gonna see in the Yeshua Hashem.